Hola.
Hola, otra vez.
Hola, otra vez.
Welcome to the second half of this storyline, this episode, I guess.
Table.
Yeah, the fourth period. Gotta check out second period as the previous episode. Now we're on to fourth period.
Last we left off, in fourth period, Moliscata had come to me
right
at the end of Friday and said, Maxville doesn't have any money. By his own
right, I remember that,
and by his own claim, and according to Law 14, which Maxville just reinstated,
right,
if you have zero or are in debt to the bank or a person or a bankrupt, you are not allowed in any form of power.
Right, I was very excited to see how this is going to play out because I may get to use one of my most favorite expressions, which is foist yourself on your own petard.
Well, it doesn't go anywhere, unfortunately.
Okay.
I think, well, not. It's not that it doesn't go anywhere. It's that Moliscata doesn't make an official motion on it.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't enact that law. That's what we're kind of calling it when you enact a law, is you've made a motion on that law.
Right.
Moliscata doesn't make a motion on that law, and he's waiting, and I think he's waiting for a couple things. I think there's things in there which are not well defined. And I think he really wants to make sure that he's got him good. So, for example, I'm going to read it just word for word. If you have zero or are in debt to the bank or a person or bankrupt, you are not allowed in any form of power. As an English teacher, what screams out to you is things that are undefined.
Well, what does zero mean?
What does zero mean?
In debt at all or in debt to the point that you're at zero? What if does zero mean, like, what about your stocks? What about,
right.
I have a lot of questions.
It's a very vague law, you know. It just says, so, and that's what they were talking about. So Moliscata kind of, like, I mentioned to Moliscata, like, do you want to make a motion on this? And I think Fergus overheard, and then they started having this debate, like, what does zero mean? And what is a position of power?
Yeah.
Like, does that mean you can't write laws? You know, like, what is a position of power? What does that
I
mean?
I think they just say, is it in any form of power?
You are not allowed in any form of power.
Yeah, that's not even that's not even any position of power.
Right, any form of power.
What does that mean? Yeah.
That's a good question. And so Moliscata did not end up making a motion on it yet because it's not well defined.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted it better defined. And I think he wants to be careful about enacting this, uncertain of if Maxville actually has zero.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any double jeopardy yet, but certainly the class is going to get kind of bored if he keeps trying to enact this law over and over, you know?
Yes,
They're going to just turn on him out of principle and say, like, no, I'm not going to entertain this again.
I'm tired of this, yeah.
I'm tired of you making the same thing over and over. So he hasn't enacted the motion yet. But there was a pretty big debate, and I don't actually know what the solution to that ended up being. I don't know what they settled on. I try and stay out of that English stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
No, but, like, again, as an English teacher, that's, like, super gratifying to me that they are really dissecting the heck out of this law and really picking it apart to figure out what it means. Which I just love. So we heard in last episode that Fergus made this really big soldier, and there's this kind of kerfluffle as to, like, kind of where that existed.
Yeah.
But we're now back in time to where Fergus wants to get the money for that soldier.
Right. Okay. How is he going to pay for his super soldier serum?
How is he going to pay for his super soldier serum? One way is, I think, the Max villains went to Legoland. Because Legoland is a pretty big player, and he's been quiet. And Legoland, as it turns out, has $650 worth of stocks in his envelope right now.
Wow.
Which
is a lot of money in
stock. Negligible. I mean, what's the average wealth in fourth period is $190.
Yeah. So that's a lot of money.
You have to remember that there's fewer people in fourth period.
Yes.
Let's get the exact number on here. 600 divided by
the percentage of the economy that he owns?
Yeah, it's 13%.
That's a significant part of the economy.
Yeah, it's a significant part of the economy. But he doesn't want to sell because he thinks the stocks are going to keep going up.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So he says, I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell to you. I don't want to sell at all. Because I've got this investment that's just going to keep growing. And I think he does plan to make a play at some point. He's just, I don't know if he's defined when that point is.
Yeah.
But so he says, you're not going to get it from me. And then Maxville says, like, well, I want to attack Moleskata. But Moleskata's like, I'm broke, dude. You have nothing from me. You know, yeah. You can't get anything from me.
You can't attack me. I have nothing to give
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to fund this soldier, it literally just makes no sense.
Right.
You know, and Maxville very reluctantly concedes this point that it does not make sense.
Super unhappy about it, but...
So, all right. Sorry, we took another break. We do those, and we could probably not tell you guys, but then...
That's true.
But it's, like, 5 minutes difference for us, and so I get confused where we were.
That's okay. We were talking about Fergus.
Right, trying to fund his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how Maxville couldn't attack Moleskata.
Yes.
Much to his dismay. He was literally complaining. He's like, I don't want to attack somebody random. They don't deserve it.
Oh, my God. This rivalry.
But Moleskata clearly does.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update. Economically speaking, there's 61 in the sea in fourth period.
Mm, okay.
That's just where we're at.
Good to know.
Okay. But so he decides to attack somebody random.
Mm-hmm.
And he attacks Belaine.
Okay.
Which was fun because Belaine has been a very quiet but very steady Max villain.
Ah, interesting.
Not
the best choice, maybe.
Yeah, it was not great. And things were very tense.
Oh no. What happened?
Well, they go back and forth, and I think they settled for something, like, very, very minor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, 2 stocks or something, like, if that. Like, mm-hmm. Blaine could have been cleaned out by this. But it's interesting watching Maxville, like, want to keep his support, you know?
But why attack him in the first place?
He didn't know who he was. It's kind of a policy of mine to not tell people who the other people are.
Right,
That's one of my balancing factors for, like, kids who are, like, not that engaged in the game but kind mm-hmm. of want to play. They'll be like, who's my friend here? And then I'll tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to, like, kind of get them a little bit more engaged in the game. But for someone who's, like, Maxville, who's, like, clearly, like, super invested in this game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him.
No. So he didn't know who Belaine was.
He didn't know who Belaine was.
Oh, okay. So then I understand.
Yeah.
So
he attacks him.
And then he brokers the deal.
Super tense. Yeah. Because Belaine's like, what the hell, man? Like, what did I've done nothing but, like, vote for your laws and, like, vote to keep you in as judge. Anyway, this happens on Tuesday. Do you know what's special about Tuesday?
I mean, I just feel like we had a lot of things happen on Tuesday. I don't know. What's special about Tuesday?
What's special about Tuesday is that it was 1 week since Moleskata was voted out as judge.
Right, so we've had a 1 week cooldown.
We've had a 1 week cooldown. For those of you who'd like a reminder of Law 5.
I think we would.
We would like a reminder of Law 5. I have to refresh the page. Lo siento. I'm going to start reading it, and then as I read it, it's going to reload. There is an ability to vote out another judge for a valid reason. It will be a class vote. The cooldown will be a week long.
Mm-hmm. So it has since been a week.
Yeah, it has since been a week, and the window's open. And so you already know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
You know right away what's going to happen.
Let me guess. Moleskata moves to remove Maxville as a judge. I correct?
Yes. So Fergus... Fergus moves to vote out Maxville, or no, Ozalor, because...
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Fergus motions to vote out Ozalor.
Okay.
Because that's the other sentinel in the court. And Moleskata moves to vote out Maxville.
Classic.
Right, okay. It's exactly what
Tale
we thought would
happen. Tale is old this time. That's really the sound that we need for any time this thing comes up.
So the First Order is Azalor.
Right, because it was the first one. And then you decide, based on that, whether or not there's a cooldown of a week. Or
Moleskata is campaigning super hard.
Yes.
Because he has finally realized the kind of untapped potential of the quieter kids in the class.
Mm-hmm.
They also get a vote. He should be campaigning with them harder.
Yes.
He's made this alliance with Alaska and Loot Lake and Lazy Lynx. And, like, he seems to have gotten them on his side. And he's talked to some of the other people who are quieter. But, oh no, there's no internet? That's the saddest thing that's ever happened to me. That's not true.
Yeah.
But, so he's campaigning super hard. It goes to a vote, and by a landslide, Azalor stays in. I guess she was just less divisive than Moleskata, and Moleskata probably did a good job campaigning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it moves to
Moves to Maxville. Maxville's on the chopping block. We had, I guess it would have been ...16 people.
Okay.
Who were eligible voters. Judges cannot vote.
Right.
We had 16 people who were eligible voters. Would you like to guess the breakdown?
No, but I am dying to know. Just tell me. Rip the Band-Aid off, Mr. Gooderman.
Rip the Band-Aid off. 7. He gets kicked out.
Okay.
7. He stays in.
Oh, no.
There's 2 no votes.
What do you do?
Well, one of the no votes is a brand new student.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Very shy. Seems kind of overwhelmed with the whole process.
Just got here, like, yeah. a few days ago.
I kind of tapped in, or checked in with her. I was like, hey, you know, like, do you want to cast a vote? And she was like, no, I'm sticking with my no vote.
And I think that's smart, given that she just got here and doesn't
just got here.
Know the dynamic and everything.
But yeah, so the other no vote.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to guess who the other no vote is?
No, who is it?
Take a guess.
Who's the other no vote?
Take a guess.
Oh my goodness. Is it Moleskata? I can't Moleskata. Imagine that it is.
It's Belaine.
Oh no. Okay.
It is Belaine, the guy who was just attacked by Maxville.
And now he has no votes.
Now has the full power to go either direction.
Did you ever watch that really awful movie, Swing Vote?
No.
Okay, so there's a really awful movie called Swing Vote, and the premise is this guy, he doesn't really want to vote, and his mm-hmm. daughter is, like, really into voting, so she, like, mm-hmm. basically forces him to vote, but the machine crashes, and so the premise is, like, the presidency is equal, and now this one guy has to vote who's going to be president, yeah. and he's the swing vote, which is obviously a ridiculous premise, but
sure, yeah.
is, not a ridiculous premise in this game.
Yeah, no, clearly not.
What does Belaine do? Do you put pressure on him? Well, do you say he has to vote, then?
Yeah, I do. And I think it would have been easier if they campaigned on Yodeland. You know,
yeah.
I think that both of these sides should have basically said, let's kick out Yodeland if we want another one of our judges in here.
Yeah.
Because Yodeland is a very easy sell because he's kind of never there and he's, like, kept the court hung a couple times because mm-hmm. of his absence. So I think they should have voted out Yodeland, but Yodeland was not on the docket.
So, what does Belaine do?
What does Belaine do? Belaine votes.
Mm-hmm. I'm dying. Tell me.
Belaine votes to keep him in.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. And I think probably, you know, buying some sort of favor there.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was tense. It was really tense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was the reason Moleskata gave? I mean, like, we all know why.
It turns out the valid reason does not matter whatsoever. The judges have never made a ruling on that.
Oh, okay.
And, I've never made, like, really enforced
Well, it's their
it
job because, to interpret the law.
Yeah, because, like, what's gonna happen is, like, if I enforce that, I'm going to say, like, I need a valid reason. And then they're going to say some this or that, and then someone's going to be mad because that's not a valid reason, and the other side is going to be mad that I didn't accept it as a valid reason. So I just, like, haven't been bringing that up whatsoever.
Okay, so Maxville stays in.
Maxville stays in. At some point during this interaction, Fergus looks through Belaine's envelope. I think when Maxville attacked Belaine, Fergus was looking through his envelope to see...
With his consent?
Well, that's what we're getting to. To see what he had when they were brokering this initial deal. This is blatantly illegal.
Yes.
This is, like, not even, like, in the law illegal. This is, like, part of the rules.
Rules of the game.
Yeah.
Set by you.
Yeah, set by me.
Oh, no. And for those of us that don't remember, if you intentionally break the rules of the game, you get kicked from the game.
Yes, but this was not...
You can be kicked from the game, I should say.
Yeah, this was not so intense. Right. You know, this is not on the level of they're bringing in their own monopoly money, they're stealing from the bank, they're, you know, like this...
I guess I'm just saying it's a possibility. If you intentionally break the rules of the game, you as a player know that it's possible to be kicked.
Yeah, yeah, that is kind of what's on the line here. So, Fergus is a judge, and he's a justice, and we're going to have to kind of be careful with our language here. Because I got dissociated as this kind of what we could call a criminal judge.
Oh.
I kind of just elected dissociated, and I said, you are, like, a different kind of judge than what we've been talking about. You're not here to interpret the law. You're here to oversee.
Got it.
Trial. So we go to trial, and she is the one overseeing.
Who is the one overseeing?
Dissociated.
Oh, I thought that was just a word.
No. Okay. No, it looks like a word though.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, how it's spelled.
Got it.
So dissociated is the one kind of overseeing this trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, like, involves a judge, and that's, like, tricky, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna use another judge. I'm gonna just pick this kid who I know wants to be more engaged and wants an opportunity, and it's gonna be you.
Okay.
You know.
Is this kid a known Max villain or a known Sentinel?
Definitely more Sentinel aligned.
Okay.
Definitely more Sentinel aligned. But, I think wants to be seen as impartial.
Got it. Okay.
Frankly, does not do as good a job of that as Mariposa does. I think Mariposa does a much better job of convincing others that she's truly unaligned.
Mm-hmm.
But Dissociated also kind of wants to claim the same thing.
Got it. Okay, so we've got Dissociated as the judge.
As the judge. We have lawyers.
Okay.
We have Moliscata representing Belaine.
Okay.
And we have La La Land representing Fergus.
Okay.
And there was this really fun. they decided a court or a jury. I said pick three kids to be your jury, and they I thought they were very smart about this, and they were very kind of diplomatic with each other, because I was like, you guys have to agree. You can veto the other one, but you need three.
Mm-hmm. And then you sent jury duty notices.
Basically,
yeah.
I mean, they were sitting right there, but they picked kids who were not vocal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they picked Adtopia, they picked Italy, and they picked Princess Beach.
Okay.
What's interesting about this is actually all three of those have either been no votes or Max villains.
Got it.
But they didn't know that at the time because they've just been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes up our jury. And then I kind of, we shuffled them over to that little side table that I have in my class.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, like, this is not an issue of fact. Like, he did do this. We all saw him do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just up to you to come up with, like, the appropriate punishment for this.
Oh, okay. So you're not...
Yeah.
You're not disputing that he looked in the envelope without consent.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He did it. He looked in the envelope without consent. But it's just a matter of, like... what should be the appropriate punishment. Because it's not worth getting banned from the game.
No.
He was very casual about it. He didn't, like, he wasn't trying to be sneaky. He just genuinely thought that he was allowed to do that.
Was Blaine upset about it?
Yeah, he was a little upset about it. That's why he decided to press charges.
I'm interested to know, why did you put this back on the kids as opposed to making a presidential ruling?
Because I didn't think it was that big of an indiscretion. Like, this is not him trying to break the game.
Right.
Which, to me, is important. I had this huge argument with my roommate in college about how much intent matters.
Hmm.
You know? And the argument was, Nick, if you're listening to this, hi. but the argument was, like, let's say you're driving a car down the street,
mm-hmm.
and, like, a kid just, like, jumps out in front of the car.
This is a terrible example, but okay. It's a terrible
example, but it's the one we used. Like,
can't you do, like, a deer or something?
Sure.
Okay.
And a deer jumps out in front of the car, but the deer is a kid. No, I'm just kidding. A deer jumps out in front of the car. You know, can you be, how much fault should you take for that?
Right.
For that? How much should you be charged with animal cruelty, shall we say?
Got it.
And Nick thought that, I know we've been, like, obfuscating people's names, but, like,
this is not a student.
It's not a student. He's an adult. And if you can figure out who Nick is,
congratulations, good on to you.
especially because I think, oh, no, I didn't have two roommates named Nick. The other one was named Noah. But anyway.
Moving right along.
Anyway, he was arguing that, like, any amount, a crime is a crime, and it doesn't matter if you meant to or not, because the effect on that animal's family
is still the same.
Is the same.
Got it.
And I was arguing that intent matters.
Okay. So in this situation, you feel that intent matters.
And I do think intent matters. Mm-hmm. And
I agree.
Car thing. And I think the critical difference is the person who like goes out of their way to hit a deer is kind of a danger to deer society.
Agreed. Deer Absolutely society. Agreed.
The person who doesn't mean to hit a deer and like feels guilt and shock and remorse for that is not a danger to society.
Right.
You know, that's the person that's going to go out and make like deer crossing awareness movements,
mm-hmm.
because they feel bad.
Right.
And because they didn't mean to do it. They are not a danger to society. And so intent matters a lot to me right. with this. And I don't think Fergus was intending to break the game.
Right. So Fergus didn't intend to
right.
to do this. So
what so that's why I was like, I'll just give it to the kids, see what they say.
Okay. So
what, I also like giving kids power.
It's fun, isn't it?
Sue me.
Mm-hmm. I won't, because I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And it's harder for them to argue with, especially if it's like a consensus that's been reached by a group of people than Agreed. If it's just me, you know. Mm-hmm. So La La Land and Moluscata are arguing to this trio jury,
mm-hmm.
and Dissociated is overseeing it, and that's kind of fun to see because they got like all the power. I was like, you guys have to listen to Dissociated if they're mm-hmm. calling order, if they're saying like who's speaking and when, you know, like. And that was fun to see.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
We had at one point 9 people just completely engaged in this one argument.
That's excellent.
It was really fun to see. I mean, that was almost half the class, you know,
yeah.
because we rarely get all, you know, 28 people. It's usually 24 max.
Mm-hmm.
9 people was almost half the class at the time.
Yeah.
And they're all just, like, fully immersed, and especially because the people on the jury, the ones that they chose because they've been less engaged, excuse me, like, this is the first time I've really seen them engage in the game.
That's awesome.
Which is, excuse me, it's really cool for me. So I gave Dissociated specific authority to check inside Fergus's envelope
okay.
and say, like, this is the resources that he could pay with. And then they did so, and the jury's final verdict was, because he had 20 iron, they're like, 20 iron.
Got it.
You know, he had very little in his
envelope. He has to pay to who? To Blaine?
To Blaine.
Okay.
Yeah. He pays Blaine 20 iron. so like 20 iron. And which was a very interesting choice because it's not a monetary amount. It doesn't transfer very easily.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's 20 iron, I guess.
Okay.
And it's a lot. And I don't think that this was something that Fergus and I were talking about. I don't think they understood how expensive that was.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe I was talking with Moliscata about it. It's important to note Moliscata because for those of you who've been paying very careful attention, you'll notice that Moliscata did this too.
Mm.
Do you remember the Tribulations and Trials episode?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember why Fergus would not accept Moliscata's help or accept his alliance earlier in this kind of political fiasco?
Remind us.
It was because Moliscata had read out Fergus's envelope during the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Fergus then presses charges on Moliscata for the same crime.
Right.
And so I just like basically switched him out. And I think they may have self-represented. But I said, again, and Moliscata made a good point as, like, when exactly was this rule really stated? That you're not allowed to look inside other people's envelopes? But, like, we kind of just said, like, you shouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so then the jury enacted the same fine. Which is, it cost him 2 iron.
Mm.
And I gave the jury another special privilege here.
Okay.
The jury is the only place, the only thing that can put you into debt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only time in the game where you can be put into debt and say you owe something.
Okay.
The major difference between Moliscata and Fergus is that Fergus owns a level 10 iron mine.
Yes.
So he owed 20 and he gets 10 every day. Whereas Moliscata doesn't own anything, but still owes 20 iron. And that's, like, going to be a little bit uncomfortable, I think, in terms of, like, how does he pay that to Fergus? Because I'm sure Fergus is going to try and collect on that. And then it's going to have to go to the justices of, like, what does this mean? But that's kind of... So he's 20 iron in debt now that he has to pay to Fergus.
Moliscata is.
Yeah. And we'll see kind of how that shakes out. We had... One more major happening here.
Ooh, tell
which
me.
Hasn't happened yet.
Ooh, okay. A preview.
But, a preview for next time. This Thursday, this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a presidential election.
Ooh.
We got the rules laid out and we got the responsibilities laid out.
Can a judge run for president?
That was not decided.
Okay.
But it depends on Mariposa. Mariposa wants to run for president. And as does Maxville.
Well, yes,
and
I figured.
I can trust Mariposa to be level-headed about these things.
Mm-hmm.
No shade. But Mariposa was talking about stepping down from being a judge so that she could run for president.
Yeah.
So we might see Mariposa resign from judgehood to run for president. And there's going to be a little bit of a tricky order of operations there of, like, do we hold the justice election? Like if a justice steps down ordinarily, you would just immediately hold an election to replace them.
I mean, you could also say that if she wins, she has to step down, and then you have an
election. Right, that's the other way to play it.
That probably makes more sense, but tell me the first way.
Well, that is the first way. The other way is we let the judges run, and you simply resign it up and resign and promote.
Yeah.
So to speak. Personally, really want Mariposa to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's my vote.
That's your vote. Do you get a vote?
No, but I think I still will have a considerable influence on the outcome of this election.
So my question is, we've been referring to you as the president. So if you're having a presidential election, does that make you God now? Or
it makes me the game runner.
The game runner.
You're
the MC.
Yeah. And I wish I could show you exactly what the terms of the president are as I laid them out, but I can summarize from what I remember. Sorry, we can't right now because the internet's being frustrating.
Yeah, unfortunately, mine's down. It's
mad at me. But yours is down too.
It's mad at I can't connect to it either.
Okay, well that makes me feel better.
It's not personal.
It's not personal, but so basically, what the president does is they preside over motions.
Mm-hmm.
So if a motion is enacted, like let's say we're having an election for the judge, the president's in charge of like collecting those votes.
Okay.
And they are in charge of deciding what goes to trial.
Oh, okay.
So, which is very similar to, like, a president being able to pardon someone.
Right, mm-hmm.
So with this instance of, like, Fergus, you know, like, stealing or looking at Belaine's thing, the president would, like, try and, you know, try and say, like, oh, that does go to trial, that doesn't go to trial. So they would be in charge of that. Potentially a tax law. Just, like, they would be in charge of collecting taxes and the defense budget for the country.
Right, because the island would need, essentially, a defense budget because we have these attacks coming from.
Yeah, so they would be in charge of that. I really kind of hope it's not Maxville.
Oh.
No offense to Maxville's listening in. I think that the... I think he works better as an agent of chaos, you know, and unless he had, like, a major shift in how he's approaching this, I think what he's probably going to do is simply attack Moliscata for all he's worth and tax him and, you know.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to rig the election? I wouldn't change the votes. I would just try and be sneaky about how the votes were counted.
I don't know that you're allowed to rig the election, but I will say this. I think that it's important that before this election, you remind the kids that for the safety of the classroom community and for, like, the preservation of the game, just because they have a president, that president does not usurp your authority, and you may have to make decisions that counteract what a president has done or said.
Sure.
So I don't think you can rig the election, but I do think that you need to remind everyone.
It would be a fair system. It would just be a fair system of my choosing.
Well, I guess that's something that you're going to have to think about, how you're going to handle it. But I do think that you need to be checking in every once in a while and reminding the kiddos, like, hey, just in case you forgot, I am running the game, and maybe I might have to make a decision that counteracts the powers of the president, and I'm allowed to do that for the integrity of the game.
Okay, that might be a better approach.
Yeah.
Fine. I won't rig the election. It was a steal. But, Yeah. Anyway,
I cannot wait to see how that pans out.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
So we'll probably have Mariposa running...
Mm-hmm.
Maxville running. I imagine we're gonna have some Sentinel running, probably Moliscata.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three I see running. I could see Dissociated running.
Cool.
I could see Cheetah running. I don't think the Max villains will try to split the vote. I can't imagine Fergus running if Maxville's running.
Right. So they'll split the vote.
La La Land might run. Seems unlikely, but because he's really not in it for the power, but I could see him running. I don't know. Maybe Sage will run.
You know, that would be wonderful.
We're going to try and play with the links for this podcast, and we'll see if we can upload a form.
Yeah,
a survey.
You
guys can tell us who you're voting for, and if you want, you know, if you want a certain side to win, you want a certain person to win.
Yeah.
Also,
you could probably include if they're a Sentinel or a Max villain.
Yeah, that'd be fun. How do you align?
This is going to be exciting.
Yeah. What should I do about the oil wells becoming overpowered in seconds?
Yeah.
Also. Oh, speaking of, just last second thought, Cheeto came up with this idea. He emailed me.
Mm.
He was like, what if you had, like, a natural disaster?
Oh, there's an idea.
Which kind of acted as, like, my third arm of equalizing the game.
That's a good suggestion.
It's a really good suggestion.
Yeah. I think you should keep that in the back pocket.
I'm definitely going to think about that, especially because you can kind of tie it to wealth if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe this is how we equalize the oil thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Just, like, if you, like, whatever level mine you have is, like, increases how likely a storm attacks your mine on any given day.
Oh, right. Well, you know, that makes sense, because it's bigger and more volume. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So something like that. And that might be kind of the answer to our problems. To kind of keep it at a somewhat random chance.
That's fun.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. I think
it's exciting.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say. It was very exciting. We had two trials. People were arguing back and forth. It was really cool to see from multiple perspectives.
This was a action-packed couple days.
Tuesday, yeah. It's funny, Tuesday or Monday was actually like a little bit dull in both classes, but fortunately, like, they were crazy in Tuesday.
That's exciting.
Yeah. All right. With that,
vaya con Dios.
Permanecer con Dios.